It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs is now at more than 26,000 acres, and as it continues to grow, there's no estimate when Interstate 70 will reopen in Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
I-70 has been closed since the fire broke out a week ago. Scott Fitzwilliams with the U.S. Forest Service says reopening it is a very high priority, but crews must first get the fire under control.
And having been through that canyon quite a few times, it's not safe right now. There's fire sometimes right up to the road. There are trees on fire right next to the road. And there are firefighters and people moving up and down that need to do their jobs.
Fitzwilliams says it will ultimately be up to CDOT and Highway Patrol when to reopen the vital roadway. I'm Dina Sieg, CPR News.
Wildfires are still burning near Grand Junction and in Larimer County, and another one was ignited Friday near Winter Park. That's the Williams Fork Fire. Investigators say it was human-caused, and you'll find the latest on those fires at CPR.org. School starts today for many Colorado students. Here's CPR's Taylor Allen.
The pandemic has made the first day of school more complicated. District 49 in El Paso County begins with only remote learning. Elementary school students will return on a staggered schedule after Labor Day. Meanwhile, Mesa County is inviting all students for in-person learning. Most start Monday, but kindergartners start Wednesday. The district is also offering a complete online curriculum. In Cherry Creek, older students will be doing hybrid learning, mixing remote and in-person days. After a staggered start, younger students will be in person 5 days a week. Like Mesa, all families have the choice to learn remotely. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Students at CU Boulder can start moving into their dorms today. The university is requiring all students planning to live on campus to get tested for COVID-19. They want students to get tested no more than 5 days before moving onto campus. Students who test positive may be asked to isolate at home. The university will provide a place to isolate for students who can't go home. NBA playoffs begin today. The Denver Nuggets face the Utah Jazz in a best-of-seven first-round series. The teams won't be playing on their home courts. This year's playoffs games are all in Orlando, Florida, without any spectators. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.